absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it! Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. Even if not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. It is Fun Friday! No fun for Brian Alvarez, though. No fun for some of you that were hoping to hear Brian Alvarez today. You'll get to hear him very soon on the Brian and Vinny show complain about what he is doing right now, which is playing the mule for Granny. Not a drug mule. A moving mule. Packing her up. Moving her. I don't know where Granny is going. I hope for all of the subscribers' sakes that it is in Brian's house, because that will make every single edition of the Brian and Vinny show, as well as Figure Four Daily, incredibly fun. Can you imagine Granny just walking into the room while Lance is talking about something ridiculous or filthy is cursing, and there comes Granny just asking, like, you know, where the sugar is or something like that, interrupting the show, sending Brian off into a big tizzy as if it was the push of Javon Evans or an AEW brand split. Got a lot to get into today. Another busy weekend. Rampage and Collision are back in their usual time slots, tonight and Saturday night, respectively. And the rating for both shows ought to be better this week, although Collision is staring down another double barrel of college football and WWE. WWE SmackDown tonight on the USA Network from Minneapolis. Also, this weekend from Minneapolis, NXT Deadline. And I'll be running down the card and giving you some of my predictions on what I think is going to happen. We got about a zillion WWE press releases that got sent out today. I'll let you know what's going on in the news with them. And some drama in New Japan right now. Hanare is injured. How does this affect not only the World Tag League Finals, but also the Tokyo Dome and Russell Dynasty? We got a lot to get into, and we'll get it started when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, and Andrew Zarian joins you on Sundays beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I'd love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at WrestlingNewsAV on X and Facebook every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio. The usual Friday schedule, if it all holds like it usually does, Dave Meltzer and Garrett Gonzalez should have a show up for subscribers a little later on today. Later on in the show, I'll let you know how you could become a member of the site. I think you know how to do that already. Just go to WrestlingObserver.com, find out all the information that you need to know. Lance Storm filled in for me yesterday. I got a beef with Lance Storm. Brian said, "Man, Lance, you're making my argument better than I made it yesterday when it comes to the AEW brand split." And Lance said that's because Mike was not here to make any stupid arguments back. If I recall correctly, and don't worry, folks, I just want to put a bow on this thing now that these two fools aren't here, especially the hyperbolic co-host that I usually do the show with. I just said it wasn't the right time. That's it. Now, I can be saltier about it if you want, but I don't see any need to be. Unfortunately, in the last 5 years, they have been ineffective at creating clear divisions amongst the people that they have on the roster and making them effective in their positions and making people want to invest in watching them. So I don't know how splitting shows is going to help that. Well, it's a smaller roster. Even though it's a huge roster, there's 200 people. They don't all get on TV. This way, some more people can get on TV, and it can be more concentrated. If the same guy is doing both shows, and you can't do it with one, how are you going to do it with two separate brands? Not to say that they can't. Not to say that they shouldn't. Just not now. Both of their shows are atrophying viewers. Like, it's crazy. I looked at the first week of the last 5 years because I could not believe that they came back. You can throw out the Thanksgiving Eve episode if you want to. I'll do that. I'll throw it out. The reality is they came back 586,000 viewers on Wednesday. 230,000 of them, 18 to 49 on average for the entire show. The last quarter of that show before the overrun was under 500,000. 440,000 people, 196,000 for, who was it, Claudio and Brody in the main event? And that's not a referendum on their talent. It's a referendum on people don't think they need to stick around. It's not important for them to stick around. They listed off a bunch of names, and unlike the names I listed off with WWE, many of the main names that they mentioned are not over enough. They can be. Maybe they have before. They certainly could be in the future, but they're not now. How many needle movers does AEW have? I'll give you Jon Moxley. I'll give you Will Ospreay. I'll give you MJF. I'll give you Bobby Lashley that he's new, and I'll give you Swerve right now. Five. I'll give you five right now. Since you don't want to wait and you want to do this show right away and you want to do this split right away, Will Ospreay and MJF, now you're on Saturday nights. Now everybody can see you. Like Lance said, now I know they're going to be there. I can buy a ticket for them to go to the show. Collision does 340,000 viewers. Maybe they can kick that up with those two being on the show and some other people, gets it up to like 450. But if you did it right now with a people that aren't over enough and not enough stars, not that people can't be stars, but stars move needles. So, okay, if I don't like what's going on with Moxley and I don't like the Bobby Lashley Swerve Strickland thing, those guys are all over on Dynamite, I just won't watch because there's not enough there to make me want to watch it. And the two guys I wanted to see, well, they're over on Saturday now. So maybe you can get Collision up to 450,000 viewers and Dynamite can continue to drop because you don't have enough people that people want to tune in and see. It's the biggest problem that they have right now. They got talent for days. Takeshita, Okada, Jay White, FTR, The House of Black, Copeland when he comes back. Andrade, well, not Andrade anymore, but Roosh. Adam Page, who am I forgetting about? They got guys. They got talent. It's not a referendum on that. But the problem is 586,000 people tuned in. 536,000 right after the pay-per-view. But okay, that was Thanksgiving. You start looking back, it's in the 600s. You go back to 2020, the first week of 2020, of December in 2020. 913,000 people watched Dynamite. 543,000 of them. 18 to 49. It has dropped to 861 and 406, 840 and 380 in 2022, 823 and 328 in 2023, and then this past week, first week of December, 586,000, 230,000 of them 18 to 49. They have lost nearly 60% of the viewers they had in the 18 to 49 year old demographic from the time the show started in 2020. In December, same time of year. They have pieces to play with. They have the puzzle pieces to play with. They just have to figure out how they can utilize them better. This is just like WWE a couple years ago, when Brian would be sitting here just as hyperbolic, just as excited, saying, "It stinks! The brand split stinks!" And he said that a lot. Because they didn't have enough going on and not enough of it was good. And there weren't people you wanted to invest in and see. And then, thankfully, that has changed to the point now where they have that. AEW, should they just do what WWE did? Hey, we're not ready for it. We might have two shows that are kind of limping right now. Instead of, oh, I don't know, putting guys like Moxley, Lashley, Swerve, Ospreay, MJF on every single Dynamite and Collision. No, we won't do that. We're just going to split them, and then we'll work on it from there. They got a lot to work on right now. two separate brands, this is something that I think that should be, like, you know, leaning heavy on them right now. Tony's got another brand he needs to worry about. It's called Ring of Honor. I don't know. I could be dead wrong. If they did it tomorrow and it works, great. I just don't have the confidence that it will. And I don't think it's a terrible idea. I think it can be a good idea if you're in the position to do it. They've got to figure out whatever issue that they have with dates with guys, because Brian has brought that up before. A lot of people have brought that up, the fact that there are limited dates on a lot of these guys. Cool. Figure it out. Because if these guys want the next big contract that Tony Khan gives out, maybe he should tell them, you know what, scratch my back on some of these dates, and I'll scratch yours next time around. Or I'll give you a little something. I'll give you some extra kickers. But I need you guys here. And that's what it should be. If the Death Riders is your big thing, they're on both shows. You want the House of Black to be more over? Put them on both shows. You want FTR and the Outrunners to be a feud that people really want to, you know, get into? Put it on both shows. They don't have to wrestle on every show, but make them a part of the show. Same thing with the Callis family. Same thing with Roosh and those guys. Same thing with Lashley and those guys. If they're your biggest stars, put them on the show. Get the thing going. Get the engine humming. Then you can take off. And if it's time to split into brands, then you could do that. I just don't think now's the time. And I don't think I should be called a fool or wrong or say that I have bad ideas because I don't agree with how loud Brian is screaming something. And let me tell you something else, Lance Storm. I'm not even really upset that you took a shot at me and saying that I had bad ideas, you big bald Canadian, you. I'm most offended that you didn't defend coffee. You didn't defend black coffee when Brian said I shouldn't be drinking the stuff, when he said it was no big deal, when he said it's junk, it's garbage. How dare you, sir? A man who appreciates Tim Hortons coffee, a man who comes to this country and can appreciate a black cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. How dare you, sir? Ideal Canadian, my rear end. Shocked. I'm offended, Lance Storm. And I was wondering when the music was going to kick in, and it just did. We've got a lot of actual real news to get into. Okay, some of it's not real news. A lot of it is just WWE fluff, but my God, there is a lot of it. Plus Deadline this weekend, Rampage and Collision, and a whole lot more. Wrestling Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. today. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you. Fun Friday. No lasting, you can't call in. And I don't care that you agree with Brian. They're saying, apparently in the Twitch chat, that the entire YouTube chat's got some little D energy going on there. I'm sorry I threw them into a tizzy. I don't know if I agree with that assessment or not. Yeah, it's probably true. That was the bow I was going to put on it. Now I'm not talking about the brand split ever again anymore. Got to talk about WWE. The start time for the Royal Rumble. 6 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, February 1st. Old men like me are rejoicing on the East Coast. Get that thing done out of the way by 9 o'clock. Couldn't have picked a better week to run, especially if you're into American professional football. It's the week between the conference championship games and the Super Bowl, which is why they picked that date. Super Bowl's on February 9th, doing this on February 1st. I like these earlier start times. I know there's somewhere in the world that people are being driven nuts about it. Brian used to complain about the earlier start times because I gotta go to the park with my kids. Yeah, until those kids got a little bit older and he got a little bit more tired. Now he's like, yeah, this afternoon, evening stuff, this is cool. I agree 100% with that one. Right before I got on the air, WWE sent out another press release saying that they are returning to the world of competition / reality TV with the newly announced WWE LFG series that is going to air on A&E. That is the most underrated partner that WWE has right now is the A&E Network. And Paul Bacheri or whatever it is, the CEO of that company, I don't know who's in charge of programming, who's making these deals between WWE and A&E Networks. But it's amazing how much programming has ended up on A&E that it doesn't seem to be like a whole lot of people watch. Seems to be truly the average person just flipping channels seems to be the ones tuning in, because the hardest of hardcore wrestling fans does not seem like they are watching the biographies on the regular and the greatest rivalries and all the other stuff that they've had there. But dipping back into the reality TV series deal here, LFG does not stand for what you may think it stands for. In this case, it is Legends and Future Greats, where they will be, quote, mentoring the next generation of athletes, end quote, and will include Triple H, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Booker T, Bubba Ray Dudley, and the returning Mickey James. It will debut in early 2025. From The Wrap earlier on today, quote, the existing legends will mentor aspiring wrestlers as they compete in the ring with WWE contracts on the line. The series will also feature behind-the-scenes content of their training process, end quote. I never had a chance to see it because I did not have Netflix at the time. Now that I have it, maybe I'll go back and watch it. But if I'm not mistaken, before WrestleMania last year, they had something like this with some of the NIL people. If I'm not mistaken, that were trying to get WWE contracts, and it kind of took a behind the scenes into their story and them going through the process. So this seems like just the next step to take, and WWE getting back into these types of competition and reality-based things. Look, if this one is successful for AEW or for A&E, I could see them wanting to add more or possibly to another network like a Lifetime or something like that. And that's going to be the best way for WWE to continue to make some money, because other than the Peacock deal with the WWE network that most people think is just going to turn around and be placed on Netflix without any sort of bantering or bartering or trying to sell that thing, everybody seems to believe that Netflix is just going to take, in theory, the WWE network that Peacock has, and it's just going to move over there. What else do they have to sell? They're locked in with a bunch of other, of all their shows, Raw's for 10 years, SmackDown's for 5 years or whatever it is, CW and NXT is for a couple of years. So what else do they have to sell? They could sell new content like this, and I'm sure they're going to continue to try it. So Friday's announcement also included news of a new season of WWE Rivals and another show called WWE's Greatest Moments, which will be hosted by Michael Cole. It's a clip show that will have guests like Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, and Kevin Owens. At least those are the three names that they have announced so far. WWE Today also announced that tickets for their Road to WrestleMania European Tour will go on sale next Friday at 9 a.m. GMT, with a pre-sale beginning this coming Wednesday at 9 a.m. GMT. The month-long tour will feature three Raws and three SmackDown events taking place. It is going to be 4 days on and then 3 days off for everybody. It starts off on March 14th in Barcelona, Spain, and then will end on Monday, March 31st in London for a Monday Night Raw at the O2 Arena. That, of course, all leads into WrestleMania, which is taking place on April 19th and 20th in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. SmackDown is tonight. USA Network from the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It is the post-Survivor Series edition of the show. One match announced thus far, Women's United States Tournament first round triple threat match, Naomi against Electra Lopez and Tiffany Stratton. Surely Jesse the Body Ventura will be making an appearance on the show. Hard to believe that he will not, since they are in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where he was once the governor. It has been announced that Ventura is going to be back at the announcer's desk when Saturday night's main event returns to NBC next weekend. It was announced on Friday's episode of the Bill Simmons podcast. Ventura will be part of the broadcast team and is slated to appear on future episodes. Ventura said, quote, "It's ironic because it means my career has gone full circle. And here's the part I don't understand. They couldn't control me before. Why do they think they can control me now?" Because that's Jesse, and that's what Jesse does. I think how they're going to control him, at least from one thing that we've been told, is he's probably only going to call one match, which is how it should be. Let him practice and find out about Cody and Kevin Owens and get him trained up on just one match on that show, because I'm sure down in the Baja, he hasn't been keeping track of everything going on with WWE, and I'm sure he does not have a great knowledge of the depth of storylines when it comes to most of the people on the roster. So have him out there for once. Have him out there at the beginning. Have him out there to call one match like Jim Ross does now, or you bring in. That should probably be good. Have him do one on every show. Maybe even have him at the beginning with the announcers, but that's probably sufficient. But moving forward, we'll see. And he says he's going to be part of things moving forward. He also said on the Bill Simmons podcast that the look of the show is actually going to be a throwback. No entrance ramp or lights. Wrestlers will be coming through the crowd down the aisle as they did back in the day. Show's going to emanate from Long Island, where the first Saturday night's main event took place in May of 1985. The Mausoleum, Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum, where the Islanders play. It was like a mausoleum out there. It just was awful. Absolutely awful. But They got the new spruced up version of it now, and that's where the show is going to be taking place from. Three matches announced thus far: Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens, Gunther defending the world's title against Finn Balor, and women's world champion Liv Morgan will defend against Io Sky. Raw this coming Monday already has some matches for that show announced. The Final Testament against the Wyatt Six in an eight-man tag. The Women's Intercontinental Title Tournament first round triple threat match will be Zelina against Lyra Valkyria and Ivy Nile, and then Rhea Ripley and Raquel Rodriguez. Some AEW news. The company has filed for three new trademarks. These all sound like wacky Cynthia Rothrock or some sort of crazy kung fu action flicks from the 80s, or I don't know, maybe a Steven Seagal thing. Maximum Combat, Maximum Mayhem, and Maximum Carnage are the three trademarks that AEW has filed for with the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Certainly sound like new show names to me. Maybe they got something going on, a tie-in with TBS or TNT down the line, and you got that. So that's what they got going on tonight. Rampage back in its normal position on TNT at 10 o'clock Eastern time. 10 o'clock Eastern time. Three matches taped on Wednesday at the Fisher Center in Fishers, Indiana, that have to do with the Continental Classic. One Gold League matchup between Ricochet and Commander, a Blue League match between the Beast Mortos and Daniel Garcia, and one more Blue League match with Kazuchika Okada against Mark Briscoe. Deonna Purrazzo and Taya Valkyrie will also be wrestling on the show. Collision tomorrow night on TNT. Get into that when we get back from the break. You have three more Continental Classic League matches there, and it will be going head up with NXT Deadline. I'll give you my thoughts on that card and my predictions when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live. Then step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez will be back with me this coming Monday. Sorry, Filthy Tom Lawler couldn't be here with you. He is currently at work right now. At least I believe he's at work, unless he too was fired by Eric Bischoff last night during the MLW one-shot show. I don't think I'll have time to talk about that, but if I do, I'll let you know what took place there. Before that break rudely interrupted me, Collision airs tonight, tomorrow night, TNT, Greater Columbus Convention Center in Columbus, Ohio, part of Convention Con? Comic Convention Con? It's some sort of convention that's going on there. I believe it's a convention about conventions or something like that. Whatever it is, that is where AEW is going to be running. Hopefully in front of a fan base that wants to see them. I would hope they are happy to see them. Hopefully everybody that bought tickets to the show that needed to be moved, which was this one out of the big arena, hopefully all of them are going to be happy with what takes place at the convention. Darby Allin and Commander in a Gold League matchup. Two Blue League matchups tomorrow for the Continental Classic. Mark Briscoe against Daniel Garcia and Kazuchika Okada against Kyle Fletcher. There will also be the Wrestle Dynasty International Women's Cup Qualifier Tournament semifinal match between Serena Deeb and Willow Nightingale. It's interesting because I think people want to see Willow Nightingale. I'd like to see Willow Nightingale and Chris Statlander wrestler. They're the two most over women in that company. They're two of the best women in that company to watch in the ring by far. So I'd like to see that match. Serena Deeb, who is not over, unfortunately, but can wrestle her ass off. I love watching her wrestle. I think her and Statlander would be a great final to have, but we'll see what they do here with Willow and Serena. I would wonder if Marina Shafir is going to get involved and maybe take out some frustrations on Willow Nightingale for attacking her last week or a couple weeks ago at the pay-per-view. Emi Sakura will also be on the show taking on Mina Shirakawa, which is going to lead to Mina Shirakawa and Mariah May here and coming up next week. New Japan Pro Wrestling, got to mention this, an incredible stroke of bad luck when it comes to injuries. Henare and Callum Newman were pulled from today's show after the company announced that both had suffered knee injuries during Thursday's show in Nobuoka. Henare was injured during he and the Great Okan's tournament match, while Newman got hurt during a six-man tag on the undercard. Both men were involved in the tag league, although Newman's team with Jeff Cobb was out of contention in the A-block anyway. Henare's injury, though, has probably caused some scrambling to take place. He and the Great Okan are the IWGP World Tag Team Champions and were leading the B-block heading into Friday's show. They were scheduled to face off against Tetsuya Naito and Hiromu Takahashi, who were in second place in the block. They have also been teasing, turning on each other and tensions in that group. They faked it a couple days ago. Hiromu punched Naito, laid him out, faked like he was going to join House of Torture, and then ended up getting the victory for his team and apologizing to Naito. But there are a lot of people who kind of want a split to happen, so that match could end up on January 4th. I think if there was any plan for them to have a singles match together, that probably went out the window. Today, Henare and Okan lost by forfeit, as I mentioned, to Naito and Takahashi. That gives them 10 points. And since the teams of Evil and Ren Narita and Toru Yano and Oleg Bolton also won their matches, there was a three-way tie. That got settled when Naito and Takahashi won. Now they'll face off against Gabe Kidd and Sonata at Sunday's Tag League Final in Mashiki. Don't worry, there will not be a quiz on this later in case you didn't get all that. Bottom line is, it looks as if Naito and Takahashi are going to have to team with each other on January 4th, and that will be the match for Naito. I don't know if that helps move any tickets for the show as opposed to a singles match between the two or a singles match with Naito and somebody coming in. The other question is, who are they going to wrestle that will make people interested? Will it be Kid and Sonata again? They're not booked on the January 4th show so far. Could you bring in a Grizzled Young Veterans, the Strong Tag Team Champions? Maybe you could do that. Maybe you could do a multi-team match. You've already got that going on with the juniors in the IWGP Junior Tag Team title earlier on the show. But maybe you do Mikey Nichols and Shane Haste against Naito and Tanahashi against Ayano and Bolton or somebody else who's not on the show. You could do something like that. Or you could bring in, since he's already going to be there anyway for January 5th, let Buddy Matthews or Malakai Black come to Japan with Brody King. Have them have that match with Naito and Takahashi. I don't know. I don't know. Again, I don't know if that's going to help anything or not. Doesn't really matter. How that affects January 5th? Well, it looks as if Hanari's going to be out. Okan did a promo today, a press conference thing, thinking that he's going to have to give up the tag team titles and that he's going to be off of both shows. If that's the case, who is going to wrestle the Young Bucks? Got to be honest, as interesting of a match and as fun of a match as the Young Bucks could have had with Okan and Hanare, it's going to be a lot more heated match if they're wrestling Naito and Takahashi on January 5th. It would probably be a match that's a lot more interesting to a lot more people. So maybe that's going to be the direction that they go, but they have some questions that they're going to have to figure out here. Again, one of them was going to be, who is Naito going to wrestle? And now it's going to be, okay, do you put the tag titles on him? And where do you go from there? Another New Japan guy, Kenta, is actually going to be returning to Noah on the January 1st show. Keno showed up at Friday's New Japan show and confronted Kenta, challenged him to a match, which Kenta accepted. Keno is a three-time GHC champion in Noah, with his last reign coming at the end of February of this year on that New Japan, or that Noah New Year's 2025 card, which celebrates the company's silver anniversary. It's going to be at Budokan Hall in Tokyo. The main match when it comes to American fans, I think, is going to be WWE United States Champion Shinsuke Nakamura going back over to Japan to face off against Ulka Sasaki. But Keno and Kenta ought to be a really good match as well, too. So that's enough of that for now. Got to get into NXT Deadline here before I run out of time. In the newest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer wrote, quote, NXT has only 1,522 tickets out 2 days before the show, but the secondary market is limited. There were only 85 tickets out at press time with a $52 get-in price. The building's capacity would be about 5,800 for a staged show. So a couple days ago on the post, it was either the WrestleNomics post show with John Pollock and Brandon Thurston, they noted that there has been a little bit of a leveling off when it comes to the incredible boom that WWE has had in attendance. So that has kind of plateaued and slowed up some. The gates have not, because of the way the ticket prices have been. So we've kind of seen that with NXT as well, too. We saw what happened in St. Louis, where they had to move the second CW show into a smaller building. They obviously, this time around, went with a smaller building for Deadline. They only have, as Dave has mentioned, about 1,500 tickets out so far as of the time he went to press with today's issue. So we'll see how many more people they can get in there. I'm going to go from what I think is going to open the show up to the main event. I would believe, with how they were talking last week, in fact, I think Vic Joseph even said it, he believes that the Iron Survivor Challenge match for the women is going to close the show. That would make complete sense to me. It also kind of gives me a sign that maybe Rich Holland is going to walk out with the NXT title. But the men's match, I would think, was going to open the show in that case. Ethan Page, Wes Lee, Nathan Frazier, Javon Evans, and possibly Eddie Thorpe. He was laid out last week. We'll see if he's actually able to go. It's going to be interesting if he's not, who then gets put in that match. it wouldn't hurt my feelings to see Obafemi inserted into that scenario there. I don't think they're going to do that. I don't know if that would be the best thing for him, but it would be a way to kind of get him into the title picture. And when you have a guy like Rich Holland holding the title, you don't necessarily have to have a pure baby face like Trick Williams going at him. It's like Gunther. You know, when you get a guy like Rich Holland, who in theory nobody there can like, it's very easy to do Obafemi against him. And sure, the fans are going to cheer Obafemi, but it would still help Rich Holland. Be two guys just pounding away at each other. I'm going to go with Javon Evans, though, thinking if Eddie Thorpe remains in the match, I'm going to go with Javon Evans, which is going to upset Brian. But Javon Evans and Rich Holland, got another guy you can get a lot of heat on when it comes to Javon Evans. And I know Brian doesn't like it, but Javon Evans getting the victory, going on, getting a title shot, and probably losing. I can see that scenario happening. Because Nathan Frazier is in that match, and I don't think you want to put the Women's Underground match next, I have a feeling he is going to be wrestling in back-to-back matches, along with his tag team partner Axiom, who, again, could be somebody who gets inserted into the Iron Survivor Challenge if Eddie Thorpe is out. That way you can do some more with Axiom and Nathan Frazier getting on each other's nerves. I think no matter what happens, Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights are going to walk out as the NXT Tag Team Champions. That moves us to the NXT Underground match. Lola Vice against Jada Parker. At the ECW tribute show last month that they had, Parker hit Lola with a brick to get the victory. She then laid out Vice with an elbow on last week's show. I'm not saying that I want to see this feud continue, but I think you can go ahead and 50-50 the wins here, give Lola Vice her win back, and then maybe split them off for a while. They should both be in NXT for, I don't want to say the next year, because, man, Jada Parker is making moves real fast to get up on the main roster. But, you know, will it happen by April? I doubt it. Could she stand to be down that long, down in Orlando longer? Absolutely. So you can have plenty of time to do a rubber match between those two down the line. But give Lola the victory here and then kind of keep it moving for both of them. See what you can get out of it. Who is the babyface and the heel in that exchange either? It's like the fans get to choose who they actually like more in there. And it's just two people who don't like each other going at it, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's pro wrestling. NXT title, Trick Williams, Rich Holland. Now's the time. Trick Williams doesn't need that belt. Trick Williams taking an L here, even if it was clean, which I would not believe that it would be. But even if it's clean, will not hurt him one bit. Will not make people want to turn off the TV and never see him get another title shot again. In fact, I'm sure people will, as far as Rich Holland holding on to that title for a while, if you're a big Trick Williams fan, you're really going to want him to get the title back at some point. But we'll see what happens here as far as what the next move is. Trick Williams wins, then what do you really do with Rich Holland unless he's going up to the main roster? He loses clean and then goes on a rampage again? I guess you could do something like that too, but as Brian has mentioned, as a lot of people have seen, if you've been watching the show, this is the best Rich Holland has ever been. You have a guy down there with a lot of smaller people on the roster that he can throw around. He can be a thug to. He can be a bully to. So it's perfect right now that he gets that belt and set him up with somebody. Again, Javon Evans and he, it's not a perfect matchup, but there is a, you know, they contrast so much. I think you can get some good stuff out of it. And that leads us in to the Women's NXT Number 1 Contendership Iron Survivor Challenge match. Stephanie Vaquer, Julia Ren Sinclair, Zarya, and Sol Ruka. This is interesting, too. What can you do with Roxanne Perez for 4 months before she ends up on the main roster after, you know, at WrestleMania? So I'll give you my prediction on who I think is going to win that and what direction they may be able to go when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Right behind my back. Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi here with you. Here to put a bow on the end of this show, the same way I put a bow on any conversation about splitting the brands on AEW. Get that out of here. We need to talk about new things next week. Alvarez, if you're listening, or one of your minions, one of your stooges is listening. The main event of Deadline, as I mentioned before the break, Iron Survivor Challenge match, Stephanie Vaquer, Julia Rensinclair, Zarya Solruka. You could have Solruka win this. You could have Zarya win this and have Roxanne Perez defend her title for a little bit, and then you have the big match, maybe between her and Julia, her and Stephanie Vaquer, whatever it's going to be, as the big match on WrestleMania weekend. Or maybe you just start building it now and you have Julia win. That would be the obvious shiny choice to me. But it also wouldn't be necessarily a bad thing if Zarya gets the victory here. Keep her on a hot streak. Give her a big victory in this match. And then you have her get screwed against Roxanne Perez in the title match down the line, which again could lead to Zarya winning a big match on WrestleMania weekend and lead to maybe Julia or Stephanie Vaquer, which I would assume would be the two people next in line if Roxanne Perez is to move up to the main roster, that would be holding on to that belt. Fallon Henley, I also think, is going to move up to the main roster, so I'm kind of taking her and any thoughts about her out of the mix as well, too. But That's what could happen here. Ren Sinclair is the big outside shot. And considering, again, that you don't have to win the title, you know, even if you win the Iron Survivor Challenge, you know, if you wanted to have a great big night and everybody holding trophies and holding titles and the no catch quarter crew or the no quarter catch crew, you could do it. So that's about all I got for today. If you're listening on podcast, you will hear commercials for Carl Stern, my good friend, your good friend, and a member of the WrestlingObserver.com website, the Pioneer Era Omnibus, the brand new book that's available by him. And before I get out of here, I want to congratulate Tim Hornbaker, who is being inducted into the Tragos Fez Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, getting the Jim Melby Award. If you're a WWE fan, check out his book, Capital Revolution, that he's got. An incredible read. Incredible, incredible read. But that's it for today. So I thank you all for joining us. I'll talk to you again after a while.